My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Travel this week or practice this week? You guys leaving early?
No, we're still right now. Still on schedule to leave Thursday night or Thursday afternoon, evening, whatever it is, 5:30, I think. I know it's, you know, we're going to monitor it and where it hits and how it comes this way. But, you know, as of right now, everything's still normal.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That's Doug Peterson talking earlier in the week about the big hurricane, the big storm. I think it's still a Category 3. I don't know if it's improved off that. And I don't mean that in a good way. I don't know if it's gotten worse.
It's devastating.
It is.
Well, devastating down there.
I think it's also the fact that this is the second one in quick succession.
Yeah.
And they barely recovered. They were saying that they can't even pick up stuff fast enough to prevent that from being part of the swirling, whirling.
You saw amazing video as coming out of the Weather Channel and everywhere else. And you saw the roof of Tropicana Field ripped off in Tampa, St. Pete. And so bad times in the state of Florida, throughout the entire state and region. And Doug Peterson spoke the other day about not getting delayed. But, Molly, there's a wire story out now that the Jaguars are slightly delayed. They canceled a Friday press conference at the team hotel, rescheduled it for Saturday morning. And the Jaguars are going to arrive later than expected, as you might have thought, based on the weather, based on the situation in Florida. You wonder why they didn't try to evacuate or leave earlier.
It's a legitimate wonder. I mean, they knew they're going for 2 weeks. I can understand why they don't want to leave, but the fact of the matter is, if they've delayed a news conference, that means that, you know, you can say all you want that, well, this won't affect any of our, you've already had to delay one thing.
Well, there was one sentence in that wire story that stood out to me among the others, and it was this. The NFL said in a statement that, quote, no changes are expected to Sunday's schedule, end of quote, which led me to believe that they have discussed changes to Sunday's schedule. Otherwise, why do you include that? So they have to have contingency plans to account for the fact that the Jaguars might either arrive late, or when are they going to arrive? I'm sure they're going to be there at some point in time. But could this potentially affect the when the game is played, kickoff time, whatever? The Jags, if they get there on Saturday, they're at a clear disadvantage.
Yeah.
And they are staying in London because they have another game the following Sunday. The Bears are off that week, so they don't have anything to do Monday. I'm not suggesting that, but don't you think that
They have had
to have discussed contingency plans, given the fact that Jaguars are still in Florida?
I would think, David, that whatever advantage they had over doing the trip on a yearly basis, our guys know, they get their passport. That advantage of the familiarity with the trip would maybe be lessened or erased by the fact that they are now delayed in getting out. They are not going to be able to follow their schedule as they had initially planned it. So that would indicate to me that, whatever advantage you had, not only that, like, imagine leaving your family or your house or whatever. I mean,
tons of stress.
The entire state of Florida,
anxiety.
The middle of the state, and Jacksonville included, is I think it would be a bit worrisome.
Playing a football game in London would be something that would not be at the forefront of your mind if you're dealing with all this other stuff.
Two football games. You're leaving.
Yeah.
You're leaving, and you're going to be gone for 2 weekends. So you're going for a minimum of 10 days. It's a long trip to take in the middle of uncertainty.
A lot to factor in. Any advantage would be mitigated by the fact they're not even there yet and they don't know when they're leaving. So clear advantage Bears, who went on Monday night, got acclimated, took Tuesday off. Yesterday regathered and regrouped, and they're an hour north of London. So they are doing their thing and creating their own little routine. By Sunday, their body clocks will be adjusted. They'll be ready to play football. And they'll be playing a team that's probably tired and stressed out and already bad. So clear advantage Bears in terms of this from a football perspective. If you're looking at it just from this is a business trip, things are looking pretty good right now if you're the Chicago Bears.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, they do play the next two Sundays. So they're staying there for a while. So maybe you understand why they thought they could just, well, we'll be fine. We'll just go out on. But, man, when that storm, this storm isn't sneaking up on anyone. I think we've been waiting for it all week. People have been trying to prepare for it. Did the mayor of Tampa, was it yesterday or the day before? It was yesterday where they said, get out of town. You know, they declared that you got to, you know.
Put in pretty blunt terms.
Yes. My nephew got out of there.
Yeah. He warned people about their own mortality if they don't leave. And that's as clear and as plain and simple as you can get.
Yeah.
So.
You don't have to tell me twice.
Real difficult week in Florida. You feel for all the people that have endured that. Maybe a couple weeks, because it has gone on for a while now. And the cleanup, the recovery from that is going to take for a very long time. So the Jaguars are still in Jacksonville, leaving later today, perhaps tonight. Who knows when they will finally get out. But the Bears, meanwhile, are probably there long enough to develop an accent. Goodness sakes, they have been there since Monday night. And they spared no expense. They're staying at a stately manor north of the city.
Wayne Manor.
Is it Wayne Manor?
No.
Isn't it Poles Manor? There's all kinds of markings all over the place. Somebody by the name of Poles owns that where they're staying.
Any relation?
No relation. It is a Marriott property. It's a golf
resort
in the middle of the English countryside.
So
I went online.
So the McCaskies cashed in their Marriott points to pay for
Hanbury or something?
They spared no expense. They brought the team barber
for the trip. Really?
Yes.
Flusy getting it cut.
They need to keep it tight.
Did they really bring this?
Yes.
Come on.
They spared no expense.
Now, does the team have to pay for that, or does the league pay for this as part of the idea of promoting the game?
I believe it's probably a combination of both. I don't know how they worked it out.
And how does it work as far as, like...
In pounds.
The Bears lose a home game.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they do.
So, like, does the money collected from this game go to the Bears?
These are good questions. These are good questions. We're not prepared for,
yeah,
Dustin.
I think we'll have Brad Biggs on at 8 o'clock if we want to.
That's a good question.
Why don't you have Dustin do the interview?
No shot.
No.
Come on. Why not? Biggsy likes you.
Oh.
I'll just text Biggs.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. We ask Biggs that question and be like, can we talk about football, please?
Well, you could preface it by saying Dustin has a couple of questions.
Yeah, right. That's a good question.
But I do find that interesting because of the fact, like, the stadium is a big deal with the Bears, obviously. That's not going anywhere. And I'm just curious, when you lose out on a home gate, there's got to be value in that.
Right.
And how are you compensated for it?
I think they make a lot of money, buddy. I think that the NFL makes billions of dollars. Bears are worth a fortune. They could afford their own building and really make a lot of money.
We'll go to London. We'll be on Hard Knocks, but you got to kick in an extra $100 million for our stadium on the lakefront that God kissed.
We'll bring our barber. We'll get you a nice cleanup.
You put us on Hard Knocks and on national television on Sunday morning, and we'll be well-groomed. We'll be the best-looking team in the NFC North.
Is it a dream of yours to someday travel with your barber?
Yes. Trim the north.
Oh, spruce it up a little. Give the north a new look. All right. We've got serious stuff to get to, but that's just silly. I cannot believe they brought the barber. Is that like a perk for him? Is that, or does he have to work?
think he's probably got to work. There's 53 guys probably going to
get. He's right now somewhere in the air in the men's room clipping away.
Probably. The line is out the bathroom door. I don't know.
Leave it open.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.